early before daylight and go to church. And usually didn't work on Sundays.
A lot of times,
we went to early mass. You didn't waste all your day, see?
You're Catholic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had an old Catholic church over there. Burnt down one time. I remember they rang the city fire bell, you know. Everybody went over, Daddy went over there. We went over there to help try to put it out. Couldn't put it out, so we lost the church. So, had church outside quite a bit and then we built a new one. That was old Father Hardy. Old man. He was something else.
What?
He was your band with the rest of your people. You know, that's when you went, church, that's when you went and met everybody else and gossiped and what everybody usually did.
Yeah.
That old Father Hardy. I got an old picture at home when my mama got it when I was confirmed, you know, and received first communion with him. That's a cherished gift for her, you know. He always, thought a lot about church, you know. My daddy didn't go to church much.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you wanted, you said when you wanted wood or trees or firewood, you could find it just about around here. It's pretty rough.
You didn't have too many oaks down here. You had to go a little ways for it.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's the pine. You could get that just about.
Oh, yeah. It's plenty of pine. You could get it anywhere just about. So it had to be on the open lease or open area.
Yeah.
Most of our stuff we got off Kenfold place.
Yeah.
Well, we had to go up to the country there and cut up a bunch of card of it and bring it back. And then cook.
When you were, the trenches cut by the plow were the what? That was the what?
Herbs?
Yeah. Now, say, did you ever raise hay here, or when you raised it, did you ever get a second cut?
Oh, you usually got at least two or three cuts, depending on whether it was prairie hay or bale grass. That's the two main ones down here. And of course, prairie hay is wild. But, you probably get two cuttings off your prairie hay or something. And then on your bale grass, you get up to three cuttings.
Okay. What'd you call the old kind of dry dead grass that you find on the ground in the spring? Did you have to get up all that?
Yeah, if you left that out in the field, then that young bumblebees would get up on there and they'd get a bumblebee nest. Then when you went back to cut grass, cut your hay, then you got in the nest of bumblebees. So you had to be careful to keep your old dead hay up. That sure enough get out of there.
You had to burn it, or?
Well, usually we never left none. I mean, if it was, say, if we did some cutting and we lost the hay, in other words, it got wet and mildewed, then we'd use it for bedding hay.
Would you ever leave hay out in the field? Put up in a...
Stacks? No.
Yeah. We always mailed it. Put it up where?
Put it up in the hayloft.
Yeah.
In the barn. That was a job.
Yeah. Sure it was. Would you ever have crops that would come up like from the year before? You might plant potatoes and they would come up.
Oh yeah, your okra and your squash, they come up by themselves again next year.
Volunteer?
Yeah, volunteer, that's what it is. Your okra do that a lot, and your squash do that a lot. You know, if you leave some of them out there to rot, and you still go out and pick four of your old plants, and you still got them seeds there, they'll come up.
Yeah. Now, what was made out of? Did you ever get wheat here? When you got wheat flour, you took that, made up what with it? Baked in loaves, you made?
Well, Mom made a loaf of bread. Yeah, she used to make bread. And that was a job. I mean, that took her a long time. She'd have to mix the flour and milk and